commission is independent, and this commission is established by the Constitution of the United Republic of Tanzania, in particular Articles 74, sub-article 7, 11, 12, and 14, tells more about the independence of the Electoral Commission of Tanzania. So the claims of the presidential candidates of Chadema and ACT Wazalendo are baseless and mere suppositions.
The opposition also said that your commission unfairly rejected some of their parliamentary candidates.
The rejections of candidates unfairly cannot be done by the commission. But the commission, what it does is to receive those appeals, analyze, and make decision based on the rules, regulation, and the laws that are in place. For this election, the objections have been coming mainly from candidates vying for the same position. And the other appeals are a result of candidates not being nominated, hence the appeal to the commission. So it's not true that it is the commission that rejects candidates from oppositions, but the commission deals with all issues from candidates from various political parties fairly and equally.
My understanding is that the commission has barred some local human rights organizations like the Tanzania Human Rights Defenders Coalition from observing the election. Is this true and why?
The law in Tanzania allows observation of election, but not monitoring. This is international best practice. The commission sent through official channels invitation for observations for the 2020 general election. The organizations are still completing the accreditation process through our observers management system. Once the process is done, we will be in a position to know the number of observers missions that will be involved in this general election.
Assuming there is a runoff, can the opposition candidates form alliances under Tanzania election laws? I'm asking this question because in my interview with Chadema presidential candidate Tundu Lissu, he described what he called some strange rules that he says make it impossible for opposition candidates to form alliances.
A runoff envisaged by the National Election Act under Section 35G will be where no candidate has received the greatest number of valid votes cast. However, if there is a tie-up in the votes for the first highest, the tied-up candidates shall be the only candidates in that election. The issue of alliance between political parties falls under the purview of the law of the political parties. However, for your viewers, listeners, benefits, let us say that the Political Parties Act, Section 11, Cap R, lays down the procedure requirements for the formation of coalitions. If this is what the contestants meant by alliances, then the law is clear, and it allows political parties to form coalitions as prescribed.